Good morning. Welcome to University United Methodist Church, and Steve Bacon welcoming you on this very, very cold morning. Whatever brings you here today, be it custom, crisis, or curiosity, you are welcome. God is ready and waiting for you. May you find peace here, peace with God, peace with yourself, and peace with the world. If you are new to us and want to find more about who we are and what we do have this visitor's packet. It looks like this. It's a brochure. You can pick it up both in the back part of the church and certainly off to the front. We have a welcome team, and you might be sought out during the service or after the service. Just so you know, we like to welcome all that are here. And if you have any trouble finding it, once again, these people can direct you towards it. Inside your bulletin this morning, a couple things, one of which is a yellow slip. On the back side of it, you'll see it says prayer request. We are a community of faith, and we'd like to share those things that are happening in our community, both joys and concerns. You can fill that out, and then later on during the service, the ushers come through, pick that up, and that will be shared during our prayer time. On the front of it's our attendance part. You can certainly fill that out with your name and today's date and any other pertinent information, and that goes into the offering plate during the time of offering. Our order of service today is found in the bulletin. It can also be found if you have a smartphone. You can pull that up with a quick code that looks like this, a QR code, and you can scan that, and that certainly will do that. In addition to that, also, we have an ability to, at the time of offering, to be able to contribute to the church also using one of those QR codes. If you need anything special as far as your time here, be it rocking yourself or a young one, we have rocking chairs in the back. We certainly have restrooms out to my right. Your left, you follow the doors back there. Also, child care is available for that. Please remember that we are a safe sanctuary, so we want to make sure that any children that are leaving the sanctuary during the time of the worship are accompanied throughout the church, just to keep them safe. Lastly, in our bulletin this morning is many opportunities, both for service and discipleship in our church. A couple things coming up, one of which is we're updating our directory. If you'd like to be part of that, certainly see someone after church and we'll take your photo. We're trying to do that today and next week so we can finish up the photos later on next month. Also, we have a celebration coming up for Dr. King. That's our annual thing that's held up at Syracuse University. But this year, actually, it's going to be at the Carrier Dome. They've switched the location. Carrier Dome up at the university. And our keynote speaker this year is Angela Rye, who's part of CNN and NPR. We have tickets available. Certainly contact the church office if you're interested and want to do that. Once again, many, many other exciting events are coming up. Please take the time, once again, to look both at the blue sheet inside your bulletin along with the other things on it. Hopefully, God will warm your heart and the hearts of those around you. So let us now prepare as we begin our worship.
Good morning. So glad to see all of you. If you feel left alone, please just come forward and maybe we'll be warm together. The choir is nice and warm because they're sitting near each other, right? So I know it's against the Methodist rules to sit close to the front, but it's okay to come close together. I am Pastor Alicia Wood. I am so honored to say that I am the pastor here, and I am excited to get started today. After the celebration of the birth of Jesus, we move into a season of hearing the stories of people discovering and recognizing the identity of Jesus. In the time from Epiphany to the beginning of Lent, we too will discover the depth of who Jesus is and, by extension, who we are, called to be as his followers. How are we known as followers? What identifies us as in such a way that others see an unmistakable likeness in us? In the story of Jesus' baptism in the Jordan, a voice from heaven proclaims, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." A man is watermarked. The Spirit descends in an ancient symbol of the dove and creates a clear identification not only of divine lineage, but a blessing of divine love is given. And we tried very hard to represent all of that here in our sanctuary. So it is with our own watermarks we will reaffirm our own baptism, create new baptisms among us, and remember that the watermark of God is life-giving and lifelong. Please remain seated and sing, or just hear our theme hymn for Known and Called. It is Water, River, Spirit, Grace. Amy.
Good morning. My name is Doug Randall. As we learn who Jesus is, we are also learning who we are called to be. God has sculpted each of us in God's own image. Together, we can rediscover what that means. Would you please rise and join me in the call to worship? In the face of all that this world has become and endures, the death and destruction, the dirt and disfigurement, the division and disinterest. In the face of all that this world could be and could know, the beauty and the bravery, the compassion and companionship, the generosity and curiosity. So, pour out your living water, we pray. Flood us and make us new, and send us out as water bearers to awaken in your world. Please remain standing and join me in singing, There's a Voice in the Wilderness Crying, displayed on the screen. This is a hymn from the old Methodist hymnal. It might bring back some memories if you've been a Methodist for a while. I now invite you to share the peace of Christ with your neighbors, because each time we share peace, we also receive it. If you are comfortable, greet one another with the words, "God is well pleased with you." Now let us greet one another by shaking hands, sharing a fist bump, or a high five.
Will the children please come forward if they're comfortable, and we'll have a talk. Let's sing them forward. Good morning, everyone. So I've already had lots of questions up here about the fountain. Right? What was your question, Eric?
How is the water staying
inside the rocks?
Yeah.
How is the water staying inside the rocks? Well, I think, I wasn't here when it was created, but I think there's actually like a black pool in there, like you know, not a kiddie pool, but something like a kiddie pool,
yeah.
So that it, then the rocks are around that. So that's how that is. And some wanted to okay, let it alone now, though, okay? So some wanted to touch the water because they thought it was pretty neat, and they touched it. And what did it feel like? Because you two touched it.
It felt cold.
It was cold?
Yeah.
It was very cold, probably because it was in the sanctuary all night, being cold. So, well, we have this fountain here because we're talking about baptism, and we're talking about Jesus' baptism today. And we're going to be talking about water the whole entire worship series all the way till Lent.
How is the water still not frozen?
I really don't know how the water is still not frozen. Maybe because it's moving a little bit and it's a little bit warmer than 32 degrees in here in the sanctuary. So that's how it's not frozen. Good questions. So part of our baptism is, of course, being marked with water. Does anyone here remember their baptism?
Oh, yeah.
You do remember it? Okay. Anybody else? Well, in our baptism, we are marked with water, and this is our baptismal font here. We've looked at this before. But part of our baptism includes saying that we and our parents are going to do things like pray and be present in ministry, but also serve. And so one of the things that we can do here is collect all these good things here. So for a couple of weeks in our bulletin, we've asked for the congregation to bring in things for our pantry. And so they have done that. So I'm wondering if all of you would be willing to go get all those things, and we're going to put them right by the baptismal font to remember that's part of our baptismal call. Okay? And so I think what we'll do is, how about we do that real quick now? Can you go out and collect those things? I think there's probably some on the other aisle as well. No, there isn't. Only the one aisle, so we can do this quick. Oh, there is one thing. Jacob, there's one right over there. Wow, thank you. Thank you, thank you. So in part of service is bringing in these types of things, and so our pantry needs our pantry guests need things like shampoo, conditioner, toothpaste, toothbrushes. And so all those things are inside these bags. So thank you, congregation, for being generous. And thank you, children, for being willing to serve and collect all those things. So as we think about our time together the next few weeks, let's think about how water is a part of our lives and how that with baptism, we are marked as Jesus Christ followers. Okay? Will you pray with me? All right. Loving God, we thank you so much for this wonderful and beautiful gift of baptism. Thank you for the gift of knowing that we are a part of the Christian family and a part of you. Be with us this week as we remember all those things that we said we would do as a part of our baptism. I pray this in your many, many names. Amen. All right. Well, thank you for coming and talking with me. And you can go back to, no, maybe next week. But what you can do is go sit back with the people who brought you, okay? Whoever brought you, go sit with them. Thanks for talking with me.
For a moment there, I was transported to a tropical island. Very nice. Our scriptures this morning are all about water and baptism. The first scripture from the Gospel of Mark describes Jesus' baptism by John the Baptist. And in the second scripture from the Acts of the Apostles, St. Paul explains the difference between baptism by John the Baptist and being baptized in Jesus' name. I am reading from the New Revised Standard Translation of the Bible. Our first reading is verses 9 through 11 from the first chapter of Mark. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Our second scripture from Acts is verses 1 through 7 of the 19th chapter. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul passed through the interior regions and came to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." Then he said, "Into what then were you baptized?" They answered, "Into John's baptism." Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." On hearing this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. When Paul had laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied, although there were about 12 of them. The word and the wisdom of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. Today we are talking all about baptism. So I can't help but start with this video.
This morning, who have accepted Christ as his Savior and as his Lord, and he will demonstrate his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ by willingly being baptized this morning. He's been waiting on this day a long time. And so, Jordan, upon the profession of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
How beautiful that this boy is so joyous to be baptized in Christ, to be baptized into the Christian family, to be known by a watermark. Sometimes we get caught up in the daily happenings of our lives. We forget the joy that can come in being known as a Christ follower. We can find love, joy, and comfort in being a follower of Jesus Christ. In fact, we are using water throughout our worship series as a reminder that we are known and called by the triune God. We'll today begin with the scriptures of the baptism of the Lord. From there, we will remember our own baptismal vows and affirmation of faith. And following the message, we will have a time of prayer. We'll speak some renewing vows, including Wesley's covenant prayer, and partake in Holy Communion. My prayer is that this flows from one to another. Our scripture shares stories of two kinds of baptisms. In the book of Acts, a baptism by John the Baptist, and the other is a baptism of the Lord, as told in the book of Mark. John the Baptizer's ministry was meant to prepare the way of Jesus' ministry. In fact, John baptized in the Jordan River. Well, the Jordan River is on the border that is in between the wilderness and the land of milk and honey. Mark's hearers would have understood the symbolism of the River Jordan. The scripture reminding Jewish hearers of the time spent in the wilderness before coming to the land of milk and honey. The time of lament, change, and eventually new life. John the Baptizer baptized in repentance, the change, the desire to turn toward God that comes before new life. Being baptized in Christ is being born anew. Therefore, John the Baptist was preparing followers for the ministry and discipleship of Jesus. Jesus' baptism is so moving to hear and to imagine. Ted A. Smith describes it this way. In this moment of Jesus' baptism, heaven and earth are transparent to one another. Jesus looks to the heavens in love, and the voice calls out in love. The Spirit, the love between the first and second persons of the Trinity, is manifest, and all creation is caught up in this great love. Karl Barth proposed that God's claiming of Jesus in this story summarizes the essence of the gospel. The astonishing claim that God does not will to remain hidden in the heights of heaven, but descends to the depths of earthly life in order to be seen and heard by us finite creatures. When Jesus' followers were baptized in Christ, they were born anew. They were known, just like Jesus, by a watermark. This remains true in each of us today. The two sacraments in the United Methodist Church are baptism and Holy Communion. For each, a common element is used to become, well, more than common. It is to link us with God through the means of grace. For baptism, we use water, empowered and blessed with the Holy Spirit. Well, how is water used in everyday life? How do we use water in everyday life? We drink it. What else? We bathe. We cook. Yeah, I forgot that one. That wasn't on my list. We wash dishes. We wash dogs. We wash our hands. We water plants. We swim in water. We travel on water. Trade and commerce depends on water. We vacation on water, in or on or next to water. Anything else that I've forgotten or that we have forgotten? Ice fishing. Coffee. How could I forget? We make coffee with water. We get transfixed by watching water. I totally do. Oh my, we shovel water when it turns to snow. Yes, we do. The choir is great to have up front because they have all kinds of comments. But yes, we are also baptized in water. How many of you remember your baptism? I asked the children this, but how many of you remember your baptism? A few do. That's wonderful. That's lovely. I don't remember mine. In fact, this is a side note, sorry. I'm working on my ordination paperwork, and one of the questions I had to write is the date of my baptism. And I guess, I'm sure, because my home church is closed, so the documents aren't as easy to find, and my mom didn't give me a specific date, so I wrote 1973. I hope that's good enough. So what if when you wash dishes or sat by a body of water or any of the things we named today, we remembered our baptism, and maybe not our specific baptism, but the meaning of our baptism. Each time we baptize someone into the Christian family, we renew our vow to our community and to God. When we are baptized in the triune God, which is God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit, we are known by a watermark. With this watermark, we are called to fully participate in the ministries by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. In addition, we are called to love and care for one another. We are set apart with this watermark to share God's love in all we do. We are not set apart because we are more special to God, but because we have responsibilities and purpose in being a follower of Jesus Christ. Jesus' baptism was marked with water and the Holy Spirit in the form of a dove, in which he heard God's voice say, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." We can pray that one day we may hear God's voice say the same to each of us. "Beloved, with you I am well pleased." As beloved family of God, today, let us pray, look to our commitment to God and one another this year, and then be replenished for our journey through Holy Communion. Amen. Feel free to choose to be a singer or a listener as we begin our prayer time, asking God to open our eyes. Places in this world where uncertainty reigns, let us lift up the names of places in this world that need our prayers. Syracuse, U.S., Korea, Puerto Rico, Sudan, Washington, D.C., Camp David. What was over here? I heard one over here. China. Libya, the Northeast, and all those places unnamed that need our prayer. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
As we remember the people and places we have named, dear God, we seek your guidance in crafting our response to these needs. Let us join together in speaking the prayer Jesus taught in whatever way or language that you feel closest to God. Creator God, who are in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
The liturgy for our communion service today is combined with John Wesley's covenant service. This service is often used by Methodists as a way of facing the challenges of a new year. Would you pray with me? Oh God, we thank you for your patient and steadfast love. Help us to be faithful to your covenant love. Enable us to be the people you desire us to be. And beginning right now, may we always strive to live according to the covenant standards you have given us. Amen.
Right now? What time is it right now? Please stand if you are able and join me in this litany of readiness, responding as the gender you identify with.
We have decided that this is the time. What time is it? 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 The time is not ours to give, but ours to live God's plan. It's time, now is the time. This indeed is the time, but accomplishing our resolutions always seems to stay beyond our reach. John Wesley understood that only by living in God's time, instead of our own time, we can accomplish those things our lives and our community need so desperately. As we speak John Wesley's covenant prayer together, open yourself to God's time and God's hope for your life. Will you join me? I am no longer my own, but yours, O God. Put me to what you will. Rank me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be employed by you or laid aside for you, exalted for you or brought low by you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things. Let me have nothing. I freely and heartily yield all things to your pleasure and disposal. And now, O gracious breath, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant I have made on earth, let it be ratified in heaven. Amen. Please be seated. What a great day, the day that we receive Holy Communion, a day to renew our spirits, renew our physical body, and renew our commitment. All of this is captured in this bread and grape juice. So I'm going to just briefly share with you how it all works, and then we're going to get into the litany, and then we will partake in Holy Communion. So after we read the rest of our litany, the rest of our liturgy, I'll ask the servers of communion to come up here, and then once they're all set up, the ushers will ask each row to come forward. So if you're in this area, you come up this aisle, and what you'll find is the first person has bread, and all of our bread is gluten-free. So you know that it is gluten-free. So you can pick up a piece of bread, and then you have a choice. The next person is holding a big cup of grape juice, and we don't have wine, we only have grape juice here. And you can choose to dip it, the bread, into the grape juice and eat it by intinction, or you can skip that person, and you can go to the next person who has little cups of grape juice. Now, if you choose to do this, you have to eat your bread right away, and then you drink your little cup of grape juice. And then the fourth person is a person with a basket, and that person, you can drop, if you have a cup, you can drop that empty cup in there. And then, if you would like, you can kneel at the communion rail for a while, or you can go and be seated back in your spot and rest and pray and reflect. All are welcome at the table. There's nothing that you need to do to prepare yourself except for just decide to come forward. All people are welcome at the Lord's table. So let's begin. May it be well with you. Life is a gift, and we celebrate this gift. We give thanks and praise for all that is good in the world, for the mystery we name God, for the sage we name Jesus, and for the renewing strength and freedom of the Holy Spirit. God of winter, the unpopular, slandered season. God of lightning, wind, and storm, God of brisk winter mornings, frosted or buried back lawns and front lawns and sidewalks and driveways and stark hillsides, of warm socks, coats, and gloves, raincoats, umbrellas, and warm fires. We open ourselves to all the possibilities life offers us. So we join in our celebration to all people saying, "Holy, holy, holy, recreating God, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of God. Hosanna in the highest." We remember the times when Jesus faced difficult decisions and destructive forces, in the days and nights of his searching, in finding ways to free others from images and ideas that kept them captive and dependent and fearful of God, in breaking down social and religious barriers, in facing failure, in facing death. When we too experience the winter of our lives, may we find the courage to let go and trust in your guiding, warming light. Let's take a moment of silence. And as we eat together at this table, we remember the importance and the words and the actions of all meals in the tradition. Jesus, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke it, and he gave it to his friends. And Jesus, he poured a cup of wine and offered thanks to you, O God, and gave it also to his friends. Everyone is welcome to be here. In this way, we lift up a world of inclusion. Everyone is invited now to take a portion and to see that others also receive. In this way, we lift up a world of sufficiency where entrenched systems of privilege are challenged, wealth is shared equally, and all are satisfied with enough. Everyone present receives a share and celebrates their God-given gifts and graces. In this way, we lift up a world of generosity, where, as in the examples of Jesus, abundance overcomes scarcity, so all are fed. So in the meal tradition of Jesus, we share the bread and the cup, pledging ourselves to allow the spirit that moved in Jesus to move freely in our lives. And we are all welcome at this table. I would like my servers to come forward and our ushers to be ready.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like to remind everyone to please place your attendance slips into the plate as our ushers come down the aisle. I'd like our first-time visitors to the church to know that we do not expect a donation from you today. You are our guests. We are grateful that you are here. Yet, we do have a strong tradition of giving here at University Church, so as a symbol of our ministry in this place and beyond, let us bring our tithes, donations, and offerings. Please remain standing and join me in the unison prayer of dedication. I am no longer my own, but yours. You are mine, and I am yours. And the covenant I have made on earth today, let it be ratified in heaven. So be it. Amen. Please remain standing and join me in our closing hymn, I Am Thine, O Lord, number 419 in the pew hymnal and displayed on the screen.
You can remember your baptism and reflect and draw nearer and nearer to our blessed Lord by just going to one of the two bowls. There's one in the back and one in the front here, and someone will be there to greet you and remind you that you are known and loved by God. May the peace of God, which exceeds all our understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of God's beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The blessing of our Lord God Almighty, Creator, Christ, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.